Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, 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 everyone.
Hey, good evening. Hi, girlfriend. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a cold, frigid night here in the Midwest.
Yes.
And the moon is bright, so that I love it when the snow's on the ground and the moon is bright because it doesn't feel like it's nighttime. I mean, it's just so bright and you can see for miles and it's great. And
mm-hmm.
I can see a deer running across the road.
Well, see, you know, we're about an hour and a half west of Chicago, everyone, and we're in the country. Not like in the country like our guest is in the,
yeah.
in the country, but we're in the country, so you can. We actually have deer and a fox or two and, gosh, all sorts of creatures and we can see the night sky, which is lovely, you know, and, you know, we're just pretty lucky, aren't we? Except you're right, though, it is frigid. And you know, I have to cop to this because, you know, usually I do a lot of, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years, right?
Right.
And usually I do a lot of prep work, but we had to go help your dad,
yes.
My husband, with his 18-wheeler today. So we just kind of like just got in about 10 minutes ago. But, you know, it's really interesting. I checked in with my heart. I checked in with Source, and it was like, this is how it's supposed to be. You know, we're going to have a very amazing, I don't know, where Source leads us, you know, what's going to happen. So let me talk about a little bit about James G. And I say James Gilliland. I say it's a hard G, but you say Julie.
I say, yes, James Gilliland, and I'm going to have to ask him because we've been following him for a long time. Well, you've been following him for years.
Yes, a long, long time.
And he has an amazing Yahoo group. That's where you found out about him. But
right.
He is, Mom, you tell about him because he's an amazing man.
Well, I'm still in awe. I mean, I really, out of all the guests we've had over the years, I mean, I'm nervous about having James on. Because
are you starstruck?
I'm starstruck. I am. Well, I mean, it was interesting. I followed him when he was he was on Paranormal State. They had the his little group up in Trout Lake,
yeah,
Washington.
Yeah, that's on A&E. And
yeah, with Ryan Buehling. And,
right, and they go all over the country investigating ghost stories, right, and ghosts.
Yes, yes, which was interesting that they even, you know, sought James out because, I mean, James is, you know, you can go out. He's got the ranch, but it's closed now because obviously it's winter there and who knows how many, you know, feet of snow is on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sit out at night and just watch the, I don't know what you call it, you know, contact. You make contact because, in fact, James's organization, eSETI, actually stands for, let's see, E-Enlightened
Contact
with Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, and it's true. There is intelligence there. There's intelligence. There's messages. If we can listen with our hearts and, and you know, so I'm thrilled, and yet I feel like you said I'm a little starstruck, and I'm You know, and maybe it was supposed to be like this. I'm a little like ill prepared, but I am mightily ready to just go with the flow,
yes,
and see what, you know, what happens here, because we can talk about, I mean, James, if you want to hear more about James, just go to YouTube. He's got like amazing videos on lots of things. I think he does beautiful channeling work.
Right,
beautiful.
And I think this whole week he's done meditations for everybody.
Yes.
You know, live meditations.
We'll
and
talk
I
about
think
that.
Yes, and what you know is on YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and I think either search for eStudy, ECTI, or James Gilland. and what you can do is, I mean, he has such a wonderful energy about him.
Yes.
And I've made a commitment to this year that I really want to go out to his ranch. So I can't wait to talk more about his ranch because
it's not now, though,
in March, I think March 15th, 17th, they start taking reservations, and you can go out there and experience this energy. So
I'll tell you what, though, Jill, we're not taking the plane. I don't want to deal with the Homeland Security issue. I will drive out there.
That's no problem.
Nobody's going to touch my junk.
Yes, another YouTube favorite.
Do people know by now that we're mother daughter, right?
Yes.
There's always the one guy in the chat room or something like, "Are you two? ?"
Yes.
Like,
yes, mother and daughter. Well, here we are. We're Christine Marie and Julie. We're mother daughter surf. I love attraction coaches and radio co-hosts, and we love our blog, talk radio show, talk authors. This is the last show of the year,
mm-hmm,
and this is also the last one on Friday nights. We're moving,
yes,
to Wednesdays.
Yes.
A little bit earlier for all of us, because by the time Friday night comes, I'm going, wow, I'm a little.
Let's just be truthful. You want to,
yes,
go out with your boyfriend on Friday night.
That's exactly right. Well, that's the truth, too. You know, I want to share the love. But so we're just so blessed to do this. And I'm going to bring James on right now.
Oh, is he on the phone
yes,
already?
Yes, he is.
Yay.
James, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Hey.
And
hello,
James. Oh, you know, like we said, we're a little starstruck. And the first question we're going to ask you is to say your last name for us. Is it a hard G or a soft G?
It's even hard for me to say. I just go by James. I just keep it simple, but it's Gilliland.
Gilliland, hard G, Julie.
Okay.
Yay. So, yeah, we're just going to call him James or James G, kind of like Kenny G, you know. He's just got that iconic status. So, James, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just finished another YouTube. I heard you talking about that, and we just finished one today, actually, and we're getting ready to load it up, and it's going into the nature of God, basically, and the kind of going off the charts and tying in the ancient history and where we got our images from and how to burn those images and, you know, get back in touch with the source within.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's where the work is going,
yes,
for 2011. James, I don't know about you, but I feel like there's this amazing energy popping through. I mean, it's 2010 almost felt like a year to get us ready for 2011. How are you feeling about 2011?
You know, the same thing. I've been telling people for a long time that, you know, everybody's waiting for 2012 for the big event, and I said, it's already started. We're in it now, and it's going to escalate through 2010, but 2011, it's going to just kick off like crazy. And, you know, we're going to go through a time compression that's exponential in nature, and things are going to start speeding up really fast. And, you know, we're already seeing that. We're seeing, you know, the truth truth unfolding almost immediately. Things,
yes,
that were hidden, pressed, are all surfacing. That's the apocalypse or the great uncovering, and we're in that phase of it now. And then the karmic backlash or the repercussions is right behind that. So basically what they've been telling us is that your mind is not going to get you through this shift, because if you see people having all kinds of problems, they're in their mind, they're trying to figure this out. They're looking at all their options. They're bringing up the past and everything in their mind. But if they drop down into their heart, they have the answer immediately.
Absolutely.
But they just get stuck in this mind circle that they're in. And Mm-hmm. You know, there's other words.
And really, the mind is, at this time on the planet, the mind's not a real good source of that, the wisdom and the information that we're truly looking for. And it really is in the heart. And even more so, would you say that the heart is evolving?
Yeah, definitely. The heart is your connector. The soul sits right next to the heart. And your soul is connected to the source, and it's the one that connects you into the multidimensional self and the higher dimensional beings. And so mm-hmm. the mind is just a drop in the sea of consciousness. The intellect is just a small drop, basically, compared to the soul, which has all the memories of everything you've ever done or been. And so if you drop into the heart, you'll have your answer right away, but your mind is always, you know, trying to weigh out all the options. It's been totally programmed by social consciousness, and it just doesn't have access to, you know, the information that you really need to make a very clear, informed decision. So it mm-hmm. always, you know, sends you off on detours and you know, down dark, murky roads.
You know, I wanted to ask you, James, I mean, a lot of people saw you on Paranormal State, on A&E. I mean, how was that experience for you? I know that's kind of off the subject a little bit, but I know a lot of people that go, ask them about Paranormal State, and how was that experience for you?
You know, it was very educational for them to come here, and they, you know, they had a really hard time with orbs, and they're trying to say these orbs are just camera anomalies and things like that. And we started showing them photographs of orbs with very clear faces in them and very brilliant orbs and different things like that. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about the UFOs. And then when we told them exactly when and where the UFOs would show up, and they had their cameras rolling, and they did, it was pretty much a done deal. And they had all their equipment out, and they had the J-Tracker website up and the Heavens Above website too, to make sure these weren't satellites or anything else of that nature.
That's right. Yeah,
but,
they did.
Yeah, but these ships came in. They powered up. They came exactly when, you know, I said they would come in, and they made a nice turn, went around the mountain and over the trees, mm-hmm. you know, nice and low, and turned off and went off in the opposite direction. So, you know, to me, when you do that over and over again redundantly, you know, people would come to the obvious conclusion that there's contact, that contact already happened, but they just aren't seeming to get it. But we had Fox News out here too, and actually Hannity aired it and gave us a very positive positive spin on it, which was really interesting. And they I think they kind of trying to, like, well, we'll just go do it and kind of make a spoof out of it, and then all the ships showed up and they didn't know what to do with it, so they had to air, you know, what happened. They couldn't really argue the fact, but unfortunately their cameraman was so in awe and had trouble getting the ships on his film, and we got it very clearly on our film and with the night vision as well, but they wanted to use their own footage, but they had access to some really good footage, and, you know, they kind of sanitized it a little bit.
Hmm. Well, people can go to YouTube to see some of the, you know, the power ups and stuff like that that have happened at the ranch. You know, probably about the first of the year, we had a guest on. Her name is Sandra Underwood, and she has a beautiful book on orbs. And it was interesting because her son tragically died, and sort of like right after that, these orbs came to her, and she just started taking pictures with this camera. And it's not just one or two with her, it's like, I mean, dozens or hundreds, and it's not just in the same spot. And so we were talking to her, and she said, you know, if you want to, you know, try to first, you know, set the intention. And so we, right before we were interviewing her, it was nighttime, and so we set the intention. And as maybe you heard, we, you know, live out here in the country, and so we went out and just said, you know, okay, orbs, you know, show up for us. And when we came back in the house to look, I mean, we had a very nice amount of really interesting orbs with different, you know, kind of depths and stuff. So we, you know, we don't know really, except it feels exciting to have that connection. You know, you feel like it's, you know, there's something there in terms of messages or whatever, but, you know, the, just the connection feels exciting at first, you know.
Well, yeah, we've been working with them for years. I don't even know when. Oh, God, I'm thinking maybe in the 80s we were filming orbs because we're here on a vortex and the energy is very thin. The veils between worlds are very thin here. So we've been filming them for years and talking about the different types of orbs and the different types of beings. And we've seen nature spirits in these orbs. We've seen animals, you know, bears and wolves and panthers and things like that, very clear images of their faces, as well as, you know, beings that look like elves and things like that with different types of ears. And and we actually have photographs of one looks just like Mother Mary, and another one looks like a master, like with a long, you know, beard and eyes. And so when you keep getting photographs like this, it's very clear that these are, there's some kind of an intelligent force behind these.
Yes, yes. So, James, how, I mean, is this, I mean, you've been, I mean, you're a man that, you know, walks the talk. You know, you really live the journey. Can you tell us a little bit about you, the origins of it for you? Were you kind of always sort of had this connection, or did something happen and, you know, all of a sudden you were on this spiritual path?
Well, what happened was when I was a kid, I was raised in Apple Valley, California, up in the high desert, and I spent a lot of time in the desert by myself and up on these big granite boulders, and was also very sensitive then. And I had, you know, the invisible friends that everybody talks about, you know, helping me understand Earth and what was going on, and it was just a wonderful childhood. And at five years old, I had bronchial pneumonia, and they would call my parents and say, we don't think he's going to make it through the night. And then I had a being that kept appearing to me, and she was all dressed in blue. And she would talk to me and stroke my head. And then she gave me a substance like ice cream to eat. Yeah. And then I was sick after that. I didn't miss a day of school after that. It was amazing. But I was having a lot of lung problems and things like that, because we're, when I was 5 years old, we were actually living down in towards L.A. in Orange County area, and the air there and everything, I was really having trouble with it. So we moved up to the high desert, and I was never sick after that. And then you know, I went through school, and the school system, social consciousness, had that all kind of beaten out of me or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, became absorbed by the system and, you know, trying to become successful, make a buck, and run that program, you know, that was programmed, TV and everything. And then I had a drowning at the age of 25 where I crossed over and I went through the tunnel. And I ended up in the plane of bliss, and it was just a pure golden white light and the most loving, joyous, blissful energy you can ever imagine. And I was a light being at that time, but there was a greater light and consciousness that surrounded me that I was in communication with.
Oh, wow. So the lady in blue, do you think that was, you know, Mother Mary, the divine feminine? Do you have any idea?
I found out later on it was Mother Mary.
And the
we've
ice cream
her appear here. Yeah, we had a Japanese monk here by the name of Khan who was here, and we were teaching a self-mastery class, a teacher's training class, and he was in the class, and she appeared in front of the group, and I told everybody, Mary's here, her energy's here, and people were sighing and feeling this incredible love and healing energy, and he grabs his camera and takes a picture, and he gets a perfect picture of Mother Mary hovering over the group.
Oh, my God. I have goosebumps right now.
Yes.
But I do feel the mother here right now. I mean, I think that we've invited her in, so this is pretty awesome.
Well, you know,
now, James,
in a very integral part right now in this whole shift that's going on.
Yes.
And you know, I want to say that I'm not Catholic, I'm not Christian, I'm not any one faith.
Right.
And, you know, I love all people, all faiths, but these
yes.
are universal beings, and they're here for everyone. And she's taken a very major role right now in the awakening healing process, and she's becoming very spiritually aggressive, you might say, in bringing about
mm-hmm.
the changes that need to happen.
You know, how she comes to me is that, and maybe you have you can add to this, but for me, she says, you know, the change is coming, the transformation is coming, and really she says, I offer you my womb, you know, that you can take refuge there, but this is where the change and the transformation can happen, you know. And so I feel when she does it, I feel, you know, safe there, but I also feel, hey, you don't get to, I mean, you have to, you know, you have to actually do the transformation. There's a pretty amazing stuff on the way, you know, that we need to be ready for. And, you know, it has nothing to do, like you said, with the programs about, you know, money or, you know, mortgages and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, it's like there really is going to be a shift where we don't necessarily live the ordinary life. I don't know. Maybe you can add to that, James.
Well, she's making it, you know, very clear. There are major changes in the wind, and we are moving into alignment with galactic plane, and the Mayans talk a lot about this. I don't think it's going to be as severe as the movie 2012 or things of that nature, but there's definitely going to be some major changes happening on the planet. And, you know, we're seeing that right now. We just got hit pretty hard on the 12th, I think the 14th, by the sun, just
yes.
throwing out massive coronal mass ejections and flares. And I believe they're expecting another one on Monday that is going to be much, much bigger than anything we've ever seen is what they're projecting. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll see what happens. It's usually a two-day period. And the one that hit on the 12th, I told people, I said, you watch, about 14th, we're going to have some crazy weather. And then the next thing you know, we have a tornado here in Salem, Oregon, that took out
wow.
a bunch of business homes and just, you know, crazy hailstorms and weather and
mm-hmm.
Everything else. So, you know, it's funny because I have people always attacking me saying, you know, you're fear and doom, you're, you know, creating
mm.
negativity and everything else. And I said, no, I'm just looking out the window, you know, right now.
Right. Yeah, well, my perception for the years that, you know, I've followed you is just the opposite. I mean, you know, you're very astute. And what I think is the generosity of your heart, because, you know, you take to YouTube. You take, you know, so that people, you know, can listen, and they can, you know, if it resonates with them, you know, because it always resonates with me, I listen and I feel it, like, you know, in my heart, and I go, yeah, there's real wisdom here, and we need to be aware, you know.
Yeah. You know, we get these comments, and I'm sure you do too, but people go, you're just in it for the money, and, you know, these radio shows, that's the only reason you're doing these radio shows and these YouTubes and everything else. And I said, and I told people, I said, you know, the two radio shows that I have, I pay for. And or that's, you know, granted by the World Puja one is that by the grace of World Puja, I can actually go on there. And that's
yes.
one they've allowed me to go on. And the As You Wish one, that I actually pay for that. I pay for the airtime and everything else. And there's no commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not selling anything.
Right.
And you know, we spend all this time and energy here doing the healing work, the meditations, putting on the world healing meditations and everything else, and there's no payment involved in these. So it's just amazing that, I mean, it's the nonsense that's thrown our way is beyond
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well,
the only reason
the
only reason I'm talking about this is that when you get on this path, you've got to be ready for that. You know, there's an old
mm-hmm.
saying, you don't shrink
mm-hmm.
with fear when they start throwing stones at you, and you don't swell with
mm-hmm.
pride when they start praising you. But it goes with the territory, and so these changes are going to be very, very challenging, and the more you rock the status quo, the more stones are going to be thrown at you, and so just realize it comes with the territory, and if you know, you if you are having a lot of stones thrown at you, it means you're doing the work. You know, you're probably on
That's
the right
so
track.
That's so true. Well, and also, too, I mean, you know, I was following you when you were, you know, I think you were just like asking, hey, you know, is anybody a carpenter? I could use somebody, you know, to help me build this. I mean, there's like no huge funds here, you know. You don't have like a big corporation, you know, funding you. There's just James and the gang, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and everybody's volunteer here, and
you know,
we have a beautiful life here because we live in pristine environment, but we live very simple, and so allows us to do what we do. But usually, I get by just whatever books I sell or videos or things like that. I take that and just throw it back into the ranch and into the food fund, you know, to take care of everybody and pay the utilities. But we do live Yeah, we have a very simple life here. So.
Well, and this is Christine Marie and Julie, and tonight we talk authors. And speaking of books, James has lots of books, and you can go to his website, ecety.org. It's ECETI.org, and it stands for Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And I love your website, James. And it's you've got tons of books. And I just want to throw out there, though, one of your books is The Ultimate Soul Journey, but a lot of your books, you're the conduit and so forth. How did that come to be for you?
Well, after that near-death experience where I had the drowning, I was just blown wide open. I was ultra-sensitive. I would hear what people thought, what they said, what they felt, everything at the same time. I was seeing discarnate spirits. I was having all these crazy things happen, and it was quite a journey. And luckily, I got involved with one of the groups I got involved with was the Teachings of the Inner Christ. It's a combination of Babaji and Jesus, or Eastern and Western thought. And I learned how to heal unseen negative influences along with a lot of other techniques. And then I went through the Tibetan Foundation, and then I studied with yogis and lamas just continued to learn almost every process-oriented therapy you could think of, because I realized that what's blocking us from reuniting with the source is our own programs, you know, our own wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, and those actually reside not just in our mental and emotional body on this level, but in our astral body and you know, where our past life wounds and traumas and things are in that level. So, so basically I kept finding the best processes available to help people clear and heal these blocks and patterns and initiate people into contact with the highest being that they can work with, their main teacher and guide. And that's basically
now. How was it when you experienced, you know, the bliss consciousness? Was it just indescribable?
It is. Yeah, there's really no words to describe it. You're just in the most loving, joyous, blissful, secure state you can imagine. There's no worries. There's no even thoughts of where your food's going to come from or anything else. You're just completely blissed out, and you're so grateful too when you're in that experience, because when you experience that, and you experience the true nature of the source, you shift into service mode. You come back to this awareness that the Creator is omnipresent within all creation. You see all of God's creation is just awesome, and you see the God in everyone and everything, and you just shift into service mode where you really want to help people awaken to that same level of consciousness.
You know, and how do you navigate or negotiate, you know, that experience, and then, you know, like trying to, you know, keep warm in the winter or build your center? Do you know what I mean? It's like here we are in the three-dimensional world, and it's all its polarities, and then you have this experience, and you know, I mean, I feel this, you know, because we're, you know, we're always, you know, committed to being of service, you know, in service to people on the planet, and yet, you know, we got to pay our bills, right? You know, and
definitely, Yeah, it's not an easy walk at first. I've been here for 25 years, and the first few years were really hard. I mean, I was starving, freezing, you name it, you know, up here mm-hmm. trying to get by. And I thought it was amazing that I was helping so many people anyway. People kept coming up, mm-hmm. and I'd say, hey, you know, can you make a donation? And they just weren't donating anything. And, you know, I got to the point where I said, you know, I've just got to go get a regular job. And I was doing that in between. I was getting, you know, I was working for the Forest Service for a little while and things like that,
mm-hmm.
just to make ends meet. But, mm-hmm. You know, I got at a point now where I just basically said, I quit. I'm not doing this anymore. This is ridiculous. You know, people are
right.
coming up and, you know, using all my time and energy and space and not giving anything back. And,
right.
you know, I got pushed over the line once where I was already, you know, behind in my electric bill and phone bill and everything and going, how am I going to make ends meet here? And, you know, and then on the other side, I was getting this powerful guidance, go forward, you know, make this, you know, build this center. And,
yeah.
you know, I'm sitting there, a few times I screamed at the heaven, what the hell is wrong with you, you know?
Right, exactly.
Oh, I'm here, I'm present, I'm doing everything I can. When are you going to pick up, you know, the slack?
Right.
And so one day I had this lesson. It was a very powerful lesson, but this woman came up and she was very distraught and having some real severe emotional challenges and healing and relationship challenges and everything. And she's going, I'm broke. I don't have any money. You know, I can't afford to pay you or anything else. And she goes, I need to come up. So she comes up and she drives up in a really nice car, you know, and comes in. And so I talk to her and we do all the clearing work and everything. And she goes, well, I can't really afford anything. I can't pay anything, you know. And I said, okay. You know, that's all right. Maybe down the road, just throw something our way if you can. And then I drive into town, and I see her buying an $850 dress.
No.
After the queen. And
oh my gosh!
I said that is. And then I realized. I said, you know what? Am I turning people into beggars? You know, am I creating
right,
karma?
Right. Right.
Clearing their stuff up, but they're not reciprocating back.
Right,
and
yes.
I had a real eye-opener that, you know, there needs to be an exchange. There needs to be,
you
know,
yes.
time and energy. And the work that we do here is so comprehensive and intense. It's like having a whole lot of counselings in one shot. And, you know, we're having spontaneous healings occur and all these other
mm-hmm.
things, which, you know, bypass some mm-hmm. chemotherapy and things that would have gotten
mm-hmm.
real expensive. So, you know, I just started realizing you know, we're just going to set a suggested donation and you know, make it clear that
yes.
we're not enable people anymore.
No. Exactly. I mean, you're right. It's almost like at that moment you go, wait a minute, I'm drawing the line here in the sand. You know, we operate in this, you know, law of giving and receiving, you know, where, you know, reciprocity and all of that. And yeah. Absolutely, you know. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, James?
Well, we also have, if people want to come up, you know, we have like work and learn programs. They can help work in the gardens or you know, help
mm-hmm.
talk to things like that. So there's always a way that they can help out and have a change of energy. So we've always, and we never turn anybody away that,
mm-hmm.
you know, is in need of healing or clearing, but we try to make some kind of an exchange happen.
Well, you know, I have my master's in counseling, and it's so interesting because, you know, all the, you know, techniques and stuff we learn, but now, probably in the last 5-10 years, I'm so much more interested and get so much more, see so much more benefit when people use energetic tools, you know, as opposed to you know, talk therapy in some sense.
Yeah.
But there's so many amazing energetic tools that we can use to really, you know, get some deep release. Because it seems like right now, and you probably are feeling this too, it's like we're being asked to kind of walk through this portal, but we're being asked to not walk through with the crap. You know, we've got to do some release work, you know, the things that are maybe hanging on, energetic, you know, stuff hanging on, we're being asked to release that. Do you feel the same, James? Or
Definitely. You know, we do need to rise to the occasion. You know, it's the same mm-hmm. thing with contacting the ultra-dimensionals or the higher dimensional beings that are on the light ships and everything else that are flying over and peering over major cities right now. But, you know, we have to rise to the occasion. It's not their job to land and prove themselves to us and walk among us and have us either fear or worship them
right.
or war them or anything else. That's not really their program. They're not here for that. They're here for those who want to rise to the occasion and start looking beyond, you know, social consciousness and these old
yes.
program constructs. And so they're really here to educate, to inspire, to help us live in harmony with each other and the planet. And there's a lot of different varieties of beings out there. And, you know, there's a couple low-level contacts, too, that you might want to avoid, but the majority of them are benevolent, and they're
mm-hmm.
here to assist man in the earth.
Mm-hmm. Could you just speak a little bit briefly on those? Because for me, I have a little, I can't wrap my mind around it, although I get it, about the low-level entities or the kind of the lower vibrational. And also, you could also help me with, like, the astral beings. Could you kind of define those for me? Because those are kind of two things that, while I can kind of understand them, I'm not like, I can't really talk a lot about those things.
Well, the main thing is that if you're a very loving, joyous person and you're service-oriented, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you're going to connect. So you're probably going to connect with the higher beings, you know,
right.
if you don't have a fear and guilt and unworthiness and all these other patterns.
Right.
If you do have a lot of fear and guilt and victim patterns or things of that nature, a lot of times you'll draw to you these other low-level contacts. And I can talk about those. In the ancient times, they call them the archons. And you can see in some of the Egyptian hieroglyphs and paintings on temples and pyramid walls, they'll have, at the lowest level, they have, like, beings that look kind of demonic. Some are reptilian. Some look just like the greys that people talk about. And they're all on the lower level. And then the next level up would be most of humanity. And they just see humanity just doing their everyday thing. The next level up, you'd see the enlightened side of humanity, you know, the people that are waking up and figuring things out and tapping in and doing their prayer and meditation work. And then the next level up would be the gods and goddesses and you know, the guides and teachers and things of that nature. And then then the highest level, they'd have the source itself, you know, which is probably represented by a sun or something of that nature. But that's kind of the way it works. And if we do a lot of drugs or hang around in a lot of real negative areas where there's a lot of murder or death or wars or things like that, and even in bars too as well, there's a lot of entities that crossed over real addictive patterns that are hanging out in bars and things. So anywhere you've had a lot of battles or massacres or even Indian massacres, things like that, you'll have a lot of ghost or poltergeist activity or just a lot of discarnate entities there. And it opens doors to these other ones to come in and mess with you. And some of the grays have been in cahoots with the government for some time now. Some of the low-level contacts actually made contact with them. Government and in the black projects and things of that nature. So that went really bad. And so they realized at the same time they had the more benevolent ones make contact, and they chose, you know, just to get the technology in a trade for human genetics and things like that. So that whole program went kind of down the tubes and went really bad. And now they realize they've made a mistake and they're moving. They seem to be moving in the other direction. And, you know, moving into, you know, hooking up with the more benevolent ones. Like, and so, you know, there's beings out there. There's Pleiadians, Andromedans, Arcturians, Orions, Sirians. You know, beings that are extremely evolved, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional beings that are pressing in right now and assisting the awakening and healing of humanity, Earth, and some mm-hmm. some look just like us and some don't.
Right. I definitely want to tell you one of my experiences, and because I don't do this often, but this experience happened to my husband and I about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And as I said before, we live really in the country, and it's just like, you know, 2-lane roads and, you know, not much traffic. And we have this you probably would appreciate this, James. We have this 1960 MG, and we were taking it for a ride in the country, you know, top down. And we came across, just driving, nothing around, and there was this helicopter, seriously, perched upon a tree. And it wasn't even moving. There was no sound, but it was, you know, it wasn't like a tall tree. It was just like right atop a tree. And we went, what in the world? And had this weird feeling, and then said, let's just kind of get out of here. And so we made this curve, and at that point there was this kind of like a van, but it kind of like a UPS type van, but it said on the outside, Hometown USA. Now that's odd, right? And there were two guys in orange, kind of orangish red jumpsuits, and they had coal black hair, white skin, and black sunglasses, and they saw us, and they like both of them at the same time, like, put their hand up to wave. And I just said to Norm, you know, just keep going. I waved. And as I passed them, I turned around, and I was able to look inside the van, and it was all kind of like electrical stuff, you know, like, you know, just, you know, lights and electrical stuff. And I just said, let's keep going. This is just really weird, you know. And would that experience freak you out, James?
You know what? We've had so many weird things happen here. I just hold on to that loving detachment state. But yeah, definitely that sounds pretty bizarre, and it might have been some kind of a hologram or something that they put around it to make it look like a helicopter. You never know, because they have some pretty
crazy. That's what I figured. It wasn't really one, but it's like, because there was no sound and it wasn't moving, and so there was some cattle in the field, you know, beneath it, but, you know, I didn't really stay or, you know, anything to absorb the situation. My immediate instinct was just, let's just get out of here, you know, let's just bolt, you know.
Now, James, what is the difference between, like, you know, multidimensional and then ultra-dimensional, which I'm not familiar with that term?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, basically. You know, they've coined different words for the same thing, but it's beings that are other dimensional. They're not part of this dimension. They're actually popping in from higher dimensions, and that's a lot of the majority of what we're seeing now is the higher dimensional ships that are coming in. But there are ships that are physical, just as we are physical, and there's some beings that are just a little less dense physical than we are, and you know, they have their ships, and they're definitely metal. You know, so there's things out there.
Now, this is Christine Marie and Julie, everyone. We're Friday night, and we talk authors. And tonight we talk with James Gillen, James G, for short. And he has a wonderful website called estudy.org, ECETI.org. And he also has his ranch out there in Washington State. And that's, you might be familiar with his ranch. He's been featured on a lot of different TV shows, as well as Paranormal State, where they went out and really had intelligent contact with extraterrestrials or light forces out there. James, I wanted to ask you, because I know that right now you're closed for business because of all the snow. But when do you guys open, and how do, because I really want to go out there, how do people like us make reservations, go out there and enjoy your place? And what could we experience by doing that?
You know, it's best to go through the website, and there's a phone number there, too, at the website at eseti.org. And all the information's there. And be sure and call us first, because we don't know what the weather's going to be. You know, it's sometimes we might open earlier. Sometimes we might have to open a little later. You know, mm-hmm. if we've got, like, We had 10 feet of snow one year here on the ground, on the level. So,
whoa.
You know, 15-foot drifts and things. So we had to open a little late that year. But, you know, best thing to do is just go through the website and call us. And, you know, we have rooms and small little cabins and things like that here. But most people come here for either a transpersonal clearing session, a release session, or they come here to take some of the Yigong classes, or we do a lot of
that. Yeah.
And or the self-mastery classes, and then they also come for the big, you know, Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. And the other thing, too, is they a lot of people just come for sky watching. You know, they come and put chairs out in the front field, and we're staring at Mount Adams, which actually Kenneth Arnold lost sight of the ships when they landed on the western slopes of Mount Adams, and he coined the word flying saucer. But Greg Monk, David Akers, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, all of them have done research out here, and it's one of the major UFO hotspots. It's just on a regular basis. We see the UFOs and film them. And, you know, at the last Science and Spirit World Transformation Conference, we did an intention experiment with almost 200 people involved in it. And at the end of the experiment, we walked outside, and a ship flew right over the top of the conference building.
Film that,
and everybody.
That is so awesome.
So, I mean, that, to me, it's like we do this redundantly, but I'm just blown away that everybody goes, well, when are we going to make contact, you know?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah,
knock,
and
knock,
I just.
Knock. Yeah, guys, we have made contact.
Now, is there one scheduled for 2011, then, a Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference, or does it happen every year that you have this conference?
Yeah, we have one every year, and it's usually the July 4th weekend. One of the things we're up against now is that we're going to have to get some really good legal advice, because we have the county is coming in and saying that we cannot have people come here anymore to the ranch. And unfortunately, we don't really have the right to assembly anymore, and we don't have the right to practice our spiritual religious beliefs. And
that's
or
just
even
crazy.
Yeah, it's.
That's just
crazy,
there's
no right anymore. If you have a ranch and you don't have that ranch zoned properly, you know, they have all these rules and regulations, and basically they're just there to shut you down. So we're up against that right now, and it's just insane what they're asking and what they're doing, and the onslaught of creating problems where none exist. And,
and
so we're having to deal with that avenue of it, and I'm about ready to just have the conference anyway and take the hit, you know.
Exactly.
Just, right.
Apologize later. Do it.
Well,
how did you
really
find the land initially? Were you led to the land initially?
Yeah, I was guided here, and you know what really gets to me is, you know, there's beings. Mary's appearing here. Kuan Yin has appeared here. You know, all this activity is happening here, and they're fully aware of this, and they're doing everything they can to shut it down, and the whole town is behind us. We had a big meeting with the Planning Commission, and not one person stood up in opposition, because we put the town on the map, and all the businesses are thriving and everything else. So,
well, sure.
So everybody wants this to happen, except for just a couple little people in the county that are doing everything they can to stop it. So it's you know, it's a long process, jumping through all their hoops, and we already did that. We jumped through all their hoops and paid them all their fees and everything else, and then they denied it. You know, so
my goodness gracious,
took all our money and then denied it. You know, so
hey, that sounds sounds like the government.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just crazy. So James, through your website, because on your website it's very comprehensive at eStudy.org, you can find out more about going to the ranch, and you have conferences there, and you also have these healing. Is it one-on-one healing, clearing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, the clearings, the transpersonal release sessions are one-on-one, and
okay.
They're very thorough. We go through. First of all, we clear away any unseen energies that aren't supposed to be there, and then we clear away past lives that need to be healed and cleared, and then we go on from age one into somebody's present age and pull their major blocks or patterns. And at the end, they're initiated, and they just get higher in a kite. I just did one about an hour ago, and the woman is still buzzing, you know.
I can imagine. I can imagine. That's so freeing.
Yeah. So they're wonderful. I mean, life changing.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, do you fill up? I mean, because I know people who really want to go. And so do you suggest, you know, signing up soon? You know, you can go within a 3-week period and, you know, 3-week notice. You can get probably find a place to stay up there. How does it work for you, James?
It's not a problem, really. We have plenty of space here, especially for camping. A lot of people come up here and camp as well. So it's not really a problem, and we really aren't really booking anything because we're closed right now. We probably won't even start booking anything till March or so, or February.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you stay up there then all winter long during the snow and all that stuff, or do you
have
the lower elevations?
Yeah, well, last year I actually took off and I did went to Hawaii and did a retreat there, and then and then I went to Mexico and taught a bunch of the kids down there in Mexico some of the Yigong practices and things like that. And some of the self-mastery things. And the kids just loved it down in Mexico. I had a pretty good group down there going. And so I left it with a couple people to keep it going. But most of the time I have been up here every year, and it's tough. You know, winters are kind of tough up here.
I bet.
To me, it's great because I have my inward time. You know, it's...
How true, yes.
Yeah. Snowy, it's all buried. There's nobody coming in, and it's so peaceful and quiet, and it's a really good time to write and do your inner work.
That's just wonderful. Well, we've just been just so honored to be speaking with James G. tonight. He is... he's part of eStudy.org. You know, James, how can you get a part of your Yahoo group? Because I know that's how Christine got connected with you, is through your Yahoo group.
Yeah, I would just go to the website and sign up for the newsletter.
Okay.
And also, too, if you go to there's several places on there. If you just type in eStudy, or there's one YouTube page called Mr. Sun. It's Mr. and then S-O-N and then 2 and then the K. And you can go there and you can see all the latest world healing meditations, the last one we did about the true nature of God and the wrath of God and the origin of where all that came from. And we talked about...
I'm going to definitely have to
UFOs, everything
up, because that sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's just up, I think. I don't know if he's released it yet, but I know he just loaded it maybe an hour ago, and so it's probably up on YouTube. It should be, it'll definitely be there by tomorrow.
So, James, I'm going to ask you before we sign off, could you send, here's Christine Marie, could you send us some beautiful healing light? I've got something on my leg. It's like a pimple, but it's like really hurts. I know people have a lot worse trouble, but this really hurts. Please.
It's not a pimple.
What is it then?
I don't know. A little more than that.
Yeah, we definitely will send you some energy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I do a lot of fun.
Mom's like, I'm going to ask him. I'm just going to do it.
Well, because I believe. I believe. That's all.
Well, and James, I want to say before we sign off, I just want to say I thank you so much for doing the work that you do. You are so giving, open. You spread the word. You really are a testament to what you believe. I just can't thank you enough for doing the work that you do.
Me too.
Everyone go to his website, eStudy.org. There's so much information on there, and it talks about there's actually video on your website and pictures of the lights that you can, and the crafts that you can see at his ranch. There's also information about his upcoming classes and what's going on. And also he has his store there where you can buy his books and videos.
And T-shirts.
And I believe so, too.
Yeah. Also, James, you're going to I'll contact you through, you know, email. You're going to do our Life with the Girlfriends podcast, right, the little five-minute spot?
Yeah, yeah, I believe so.
Great. We'll email you about that, and that just takes a few minutes, but we can put you on our podcast with Life with the Girlfriends. That'll be really fun.
Yes.
Great.
Now, James, before you take off, is there anything you'd like to share? Any last words for our audience?
Yeah, the base message that we're getting all, you know, from everywhere basically is they're just saying it's time to live in harmony with each other and the planet. And, you know, there's an old Native American saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And we just need to get back to basics.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yes.
And just one thing before you leave. By going into that, I love when you said the bliss dimension, the bliss realm. Can people get there by meditating?
Or do you have to have a near-death experience?
Yes.
Yeah, we usually drown people as soon as they get here. No, I'm just no,
I was hoping that you could have a near-death experience and we don't have to
have
one.
Yeah, it's transferable, luckily, because after one person goes through it and they maintain that connection, they can actually transfer it to others.
Ah, awesome. I love it.
That's great. Great. Well, thank you very much, James. I so appreciate you being a guest here on our last Friday night show of 2010, Christy Marie and Julie Talk Authors. Thank you so much, James.
Yeah, James, thanks so much. It was really, really an honor.
And keep up the great work you're doing as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great night, James.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was James G.
James Gilliland.
Yes, I should have asked him if he was Irish. I should have, but what a wonderful man. He is really spreading the word. And I love how he said harmony.
I kept feeling like, I don't know if his parents are living or dead, but I kept feeling them around him tonight. I just wanted to talk a little bit about them, but we just didn't go there. But, you know.
I'm sorry. We could have, I guess.
Oh, no. We had so much ground to cover. I mean, could have talked to him for 3 more hours.
I know. Well, a little starstruck, I could say.
I was.
Yes. And
we have to go out there, Jill.
Oh, I am, by the way. I'm going out there this year. That's what I'm going to put that on my New Year's resolution of going out there.
And it's not your bucket list. It's your...
No, not my bucket list, but my New Year's resolution. Right. I may go... My bucket list might be 2 or 3 or 4 times. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it would be a lovely trip to experience that energy and that vortex and just enjoy it. I mean,
wouldn't it be cool to camp out there then?
That's the thing. I'm not all there for camping because I'd be a little scared.
Okay.
Personally, I don't know why.
You think somebody, some entity is going to come knocking on your tent?
There you go. Or you know what? Camping is interesting to me because, you know, aren't there cougars out there?
Oh, you're okay. Gotcha.
You know, and coyotes and all that stuff.
Yes.
But anyway, I wanted to share with everybody really quick that, you know, if you haven't gone to our website yet, go to ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. And I want everybody to go to Facebook.com/ Christine Marie and Julie. And Mama still gets her friend requests off her personal account. And she's filled, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So Mama's very popular, and so we go to Christine, you know, Facebook.com/ Christine, Marie, and Julie, and just press like, you know, and join us, and we have meditations up there. And
yes.
Lots of good stuff. And then we have something wonderful coming for 2011.
It's called the Dewdrop In Program.
Yes.
And you can find out about it where, Jill?
At www.drop in.com.
Yes.
And it's going to be a wonderful, I don't know, Mama, it's going to be a wonderful year.
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to do some clearing, like James said, and and get into harmony and balance. And we're calling it the staging your comeback year. But
yes.
It's definitely the coming back. It's going forward for sure.
Exactly. So everyone have a great day. Thank you, James, from eStudy.org and his ranch out there.
In Trout Lake, Washington.
Yes. Bye, everyone.